I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's go. Episode 54, I want to say. 55?
Can you believe it?
55, the number of the Lord. Mm. That's not it. I just said that. Mm. And everyone's like, okay. 50, that's 7. 77.
Right.
We should have a Christian-themed episode 77.
Okay. We'll start planning.
I'll think about that.
We got like 6 months.
Yeah. Episode 55. We've had a hot streak.
Oh yeah, dude.
We've been, you know, like Aaron Judge, or I'm trying to think of a good like baseball player. He's like, dude, he's been in the month of May, mm-hmm. he's been batting 1,000.
Yeah.
That's us.
We're on a heater right now.
We're on a heater, baby. Alex on the ones and twos. Andrew is also here. Friend of the podcast, friend of Nashville, Stormy Leonard is in the house.
Yeah.
She's gonna chime in. Yeah, she's gonna chime in. I said, hey, we're not necessarily doing like a guest episode, but come through.
Happy to be here.
Thanks. That's what you're gonna start with? Happy to be here. Shoot. All right. You know what? Start it over. Well, I only think we were talking right before we started the episode about how, you know how there's a lot of people that like their real life does not match up with their Instagram life. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody's like, dude, you work at like CVS. Again, no shade to CVS.
Right.
But then on Instagram, you're just, it's an aesthetic. You're at pools. You're like, this doesn't match up.
Right.
Stormy, I feel like what she does on Instagram in her real life is it's congruent.
Good.
Is that fair to say?
Yes. Like I said just a second ago, my aesthetic is chaos.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it's portrayed through my Instagram. People are going to get a real, real feel for what would happen if they met
real
me.
Feel.
A like real weather. Feel for yeah. 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 Yep. Well, that's the problem with everybody's like, it's like embarrassing. Would you say it's like embarrassing to have like a job now? Not like a job. Like everybody's like doing this kind of job.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
everybody's
yeah, yeah.
doing like a fun, like at least on Instagram.
Yeah.
And somebody, let's say if somebody is an engineering accountant, that's not making it to Instagram.
Right.
Never.
No, you're not going to like post up like, hey, just working these spreadsheets again.
Never. It's you were exciting. Like, hey, we're just on or like we're doing like a company mixer and we're like out at like TGI Fridays. Mm-hmm. But what does good on Instagram? Anything that you're flexing, mm-hmm. events,
cars,
pools,
bikinis.
So say bikini mix, always, yeah. always the top tier likes.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. Well, you know, depends on your market.
Mine don't do well. Yeah. When I post a bikini, they don't get likes. But yeah.
What about if you post with your significant other, is it get more likes or less?
I get more likes with Maggie every time.
Does she get less?
When she posts with me?
Yeah.
I haven't checked for my ego, but probably.
I would have to have a significant other that posts.
Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to bring that up.
My posts do great by myself.
Sorry to bring that up early. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Well,
I'm fine. It's fine.
I'm really fine.
Doesn't because what did you say that you prayed for every time you have a wish?
Every shooting star and birthday wish from when I was like 4 to like 26 was to be 5'9".
Taller.
And, yeah. I just want to be taller and I'm not.
Okay, here's the thing about that is that you know, all women is like are trashing on men on the internet for like lying about their height. That's like a hack thing now. It's like guys aren't like people always knock me for it. Mm-hmm. I am 6'2". It says on the internet I am 5'9". Look up John Chris height. Look up
no,
John Chris height.
Dude.
Yes, it does. This is like an ongoing joke on like my live show with John Chris height. It's 5'2".
Oh, the first link has you at 6'2".
Okay, yeah.
The good. Second link has you at 5'9". How does this? And the third link has you at 5'9". Fourth link 5'9". How does this happen?
I must have enough good PR going around that my first link is 6'2".
Right,
but that was like it started like probably 3 years ago, where a girl that was like interested in me was like wanting to come to the show. And she's like, I like this guy. And then she looked up and I was 5'9". And she goes, never mind. And she didn't come.
Immediately cut off.
Dude, where are the fact checkers? Where are the fact checkers?
This is disinformation.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is everybody gets on guys for lying about their height. Because mm-hmm. that's literally the one thing that men will exaggerate. Meanwhile, I feel like, and there's a woman in here, so I feel like I can say this, women exaggerate 97 different things about themselves.
Mm.
Stormy's not saying anything.
Neither am I.
Because I feel like men can say like or exaggerate these things because you can't necessarily like tell height right away.
Okay.
What am I going to exaggerate that you can't see? Like,
no, I'm saying there's like a bunch of like eyebrows, like hair color.
I mean, a lot of girls.
Not have, you. I'm just saying like, in general.
Girls,
like,
yeah, we have fake hair color.
But you can't come down on men for lying about their height.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes, because that's the thing they can't change. Like if you were just so distraught that I have blonde hair or a girl has blonde hair, but she actually has, she's brunette. Like,
you know what?
That's
a good
change
point.
That. That's like, a good point. You can't change your height. That's it.
Look up the height surgery. They're like going to cut your leg off and like put.
Oh my gosh. I would have totally done that.
Yeah. They're going to put like 3 inches in your calves.
Can doctors make you taller? Limb lengthening is a surgical treatment that corrects height proportion. It corrects it. That's like they're already saying you're incorrect wrong. If you're short.
That's not the message we need to be given.
Balances the patient's gait and addresses aesthetic concerns.
Oh yeah. I think there's like, I saw it on TikTok. There's like a program that you got to go to like Austria or something like that to get it done. Is there a surgery to get?
So what are they doing? Just giving you different
bones? If they got to cut your leg off and put something in there, they couldn't do that.
I mean, it sounds like they're working on it at Penn.
Just put a little like, yeah, Elon Musk is on it. Yeah. Speaking of, we're on tour, baby. This weekend we are going to Fort Collins. Fort Collins, what is that? Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado. Middle of I don't think any comedian has ever toured in Grand Junction, Colorado. I've never seen
until
a tour day.
Now.
I'll be in there, and I think it's almost sold out. And then Boise, Idaho, home of the no, nothing.
Potatoes.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were talking like Boise
two shows.
Specifically.
And then June we go into Louisville, Kentucky. Washington, D.C., two shows. Salt Lake City, two shows. Colorado Springs, Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks, and Las Vegas. And rounding out the end of the tour in July, San Diego, Anaheim, and Goshen, Indiana. We got a whole fall tour that is available for sale. And my special is coming out next week.
Still feeling great?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to see it.
Absolute heat, bro. It's going to be, yeah.
Let me get that sneak peek.
We should play an episode. We could play a little part of it on here.
Screen it in here.
This week's episode brought to you by Henson Shaving, baby. Get yourself shaved up, ladies. You're going to have to put this one on mute. No, you don't, actually. Buy this and give it to your man.
Yep.
That's the way to do it. Henson Shaving. It's family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that made these parts for ISS. That's the International Space Station. Mars rover, and now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Razor blades are like diving boards, and I have felt this when I've used it. The longer the board, the more wobble, baby, wobble. That's not a part of it. That's if you say wobble in there, everybody knows that. Yeah. Do you say wobble? Do you do the dance?
I would do the dance, but I'm saying,
hey, big girl, it's back. Is it big girl?
Is it big girl?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Don't get mad at me. All right. Yeah. that's not part of the read. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes, not the dance. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. Well, they figured it out. Henson figured it out. Clog-free design, the best razor. What happened to you this week with yours?
I used this a couple of weeks ago for the first time. We talked about it on the podcast. Oh, I raved about it. You heard me say I have sensitive skin on my face, my neck, like specifically. Yep. And so razor burns always been terrible. And so I brought this into my barber and was like, I got this razor. You got to check it out. I want your opinion. You're a professional.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me what you think about this. So I brought it in. She used it and she was like, I need one of these. She was like, this is like,
it's
this
kind
is
of the
special.
Energy
I need
of like
this.
A straight razor, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gotten a straight razor?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
That's what I'm used to.
Stormy, you never experienced that.
No, and but I'm kind of interested. Like, can I a try this like, on my like leg? I don't know.
I don't
know what you can use these for.
Well, yeah.
I don't have to shave my face, thank God.
It's got a big straight razor. There's nothing better than a straight razor at a barbershop.
Well, apparently there is, because straight razor is what I'm used to, and this single blade
as close as you can get, this is going to be the one. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to the razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/netpositive to pick up the razor for you. Use the code netpositive and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure you add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades. When you head to HensonShaving.com/netpositive and use the code netpositive, get in there, baby. And I need it because, dude, I'm tan.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can't shave your tan off, though.
No, I don't think so.
You can shave your spray tan off.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Who knew? It does with the shaving?
My God, I'm like.
What yeah. do you do? The spray? You do the glove?
No, I go to the machine.
Oh, you do? You go downtown? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to go in there. Yeah. Oh, I just got back from vacation.
Dude, the house looked awesome. Beach looked awesome.
You know what's stressful? Kids.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't have any. Nobody in here has any, but that's been my closest foray with them. Is like, bro, if you have one, you got to watch them at all times.
How many kids were there?
Like 15. What? No, I don't know. There's a lot of kids around, but there's like, if the mom was like, hey, I'm going up to the, like, John, you yeah. are in charge. Like, it's, and I was like, dude, hey, guys, no, looking at my phone, like, especially like in the ocean.
Yeah.
But you got the kids kind of, if you have one, that we're like, hey, we're going out to like dinner at like, whatever, 7, they're like, no, we can't do dinner at 7. I go, uh-oh. Because kids, they got like a shelf life, and you can see them go, no. Not a shelf. The kids' attitudes have like a shelf life.
Yeah.
They're like fun. Very like, and then you can see them like starting to like, oh, yeah. It's
like they're probably going to bed by 9.
Yeah, and they're starting to, it's going downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's going
down. Meltdowns hit, boom.
Oh, yeah, it's done. Over. Yeah, and once it starts going, it's going.
Yeah.
I have a lot of stuff in my show about how kids are a disaster.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to think I'm going to regret all these words as soon as I have kids. Yeah. They're going to be like, dip. No. Everybody judges other people's.
Always.
Yeah. And then they're never like, and they're never doing like the appropriate thing. But then when it's your kid.
What was the hardest thing about being around them down there?
Well, we took the one thing that was awesome. We took them my nephews out to the beach to hunt crabs.
Fun.
Yeah. For dudes.
Yep.
Like a kid. That'd be the best. That'd be better than Disneyland.
We used to do that.
We gave them a net and a flashlight and mm-hmm. they were just out there. I was having fun, and I'm an adult.
You want a night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's when they come out.
Ocean at night's a different deal.
Are you scared of it?
Yeah. Ocean at night? Yeah, bro.
I do. I swim in the ocean at night.
Things are lurking.
But they're lurking during the day, though.
No. Nah. Like at the beach, you go out at night and you see shark fins. You don't see those in the daytime.
Because they're hunting. That's when we went on that safari.
Those are just the ones you see.
Oh, yeah. That safari we went on in Africa, they're like, everybody hunts at night.
Yeah.
Like the lions during the day are just chilling, resting in the sun. At night, sun goes down, it's game on.
Yeah, night's a different deal, dude.
I wish I had that kind of, I wish my life was just, you could just hunt and then sleep.
Do you really, though, wish you could do that?
Well, no, maybe not.
All they got to worry about is like eating food during the day, grazing, getting fed, and then surviving at night.
Yeah, but like Uber Eats, you know? Like,
yeah, good point. Even maybe, well, there's too many things going on in life now. There's too many stresses, mm-hmm. depression, all that stuff. You're like, maybe I just had to, all my concern was eating and sleeping.
That's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby.
That is
a
baby.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that is a baby. Well, we did go on a helicopter ride.
Cool.
Nah.
Not
dude,
cool?
That stresses me out, dude. I don't know. Helicopters are, you know, that you fly in a plane. They're like, it's safer on this plane to get there than it is in a car. You're more likely to die in a car. Helicopters.
Is those it not things, the same? Not
those
the same
things don't seem like they should be up there.
I've never been in one.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
I don't think I mean, it's just like, it's just very wobbly. It's very like, it's you, it's the glass and like, we're out here. Because like a plane, I always felt like.
I'm just looking this up. This says helicopter flying is 27 times more dangerous than driving.
Yeah. But there's a lot. I go, hey, I like that. All the guys in like the helicopter hangar. It's the exact same energy as all the guys in the skydiving hangar. They're like not, it's like not really like the guys aren't really, I mean, they're just like looking for like adrenaline. That's like their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just like, we're out here. Like as a skydiving place, there was like guys that didn't really work there. They were just like there. They were just kind of like training and jumping and like it was a real, it's that kind of vibe. Did you want to take it up? And like there's a lot of, hey dude, you're not really paying for this, but like let's go see something
nice.
And like I don't like the turning. I mean, you're up there. I just like, I'm gonna get this thing back on the ground.
I don't think I enjoy that.
I asked him if I was like, hey, was the Kobe Bryant thing like y'all's 9/11? And they were like, yeah,
yeah,
because when something helicopter wise goes down, like, oh, I had this, I was talking about this in my show about if you died in an accident, do you figure out in heaven what happened?
Ooh, like do they play it back for you?
Yeah.
I don't think they would because you're supposed to be happy.
No, I think, but my counter argument is there's no pain and no suffering. The rest of eternity, and you don't get, you're like, what happened?
Do you even know that that's happened?
Because you're in there. I said, and that joke didn't work. I did it last night at Zany's. It didn't work. I was like, what about the Challenger? Like the aircraft. They went, they're going to space.
Yeah.
They were like years of like preparation and like all that. And then you're like, boom, so we're up here.
Yeah. Snap of a finger.
And they're in a better place.
For sure.
They're like, this is great up here.
What happened?
Was it like one of the O-rings? Was it the manifold? Was it the gas? Like, I want to.
They might have thought the flight went really well and they just ended up in heaven. Like, like wow, you, this is what's on the other side up here. Awesome.
This, yeah, because there's no pain or suffering. But I said, so like we had a friend die. Like, I know someone that was in a helicopter wreck. And then whoever the investigators do like a whole investigation. Mm-hmm. So it takes them a year, like an autopsy. Mm-hmm. All right. So autopsy, perfect example.
Yep.
Now you're dead. You're in heaven.
Yep.
Autopsy takes weeks, months. The autopsy results get to Earth.
Yep.
Did those go up?
Into the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. So do they go, oh, it was like if you died of an accident, car accident, stray bullet, and you don't know, you're just like, oh, what's up? We're up here?
Yeah, I would definitely want to know.
That's what I'm saying. You would, I think you would want to.
I would have to know.
But it's even if, but if the information, oh, I bet no, heaven information, they already know.
Mm-hmm.
You might get, like, you don't have to wait on anything. As soon as you get up there, like, hey, this is what happens. Enjoy.
Maybe they just airdrop it to your head. Like you just show up and they just airdrop
you.
Because
like, there's there's no pain or suffering.
Right.
And also you can't, there's no lying.
Right.
So.
Like what happened? And like.
Can't lie. Yeah.
I would need to know how I went so I can compare notes with other people. Yeah, you know what I mean? If I'm up there meeting martyrs.
Yeah.
I can't be like, I don't really know what happened to me, to be honest. I just kind of like ended up here one day. Like they're going to be like, dude, they cut my head off. And like,
if you went to a foreign country, and you were like, I'm going to bring the message of Christ to these people. And they're like, you're a Christian? You were like, yes. And they cut your head off.
Yeah.
Like up there, you're VIP.
I would think so. That's got to come with some sort of bracelet.
Some sort of like some sort of, hey.
Some you're, list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be on the list. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
That's it. Yeah.
And you don't know. Like if you got in a car wreck, you just like.
Right.
Did I run a red light? Was the other guy drunk? Was it somebody had a hit on me?
Yeah.
Was it a car? Was it what? You just don't get to. Maybe there's like a file you can go check if you want.
Good. Yeah. Go check the Hall of Records.
Yeah. Or maybe you gotta like ask when. So you're up there. One of your friends gets up there. You gotta ask them. About you.
They know?
Yeah. They would know.
You got to find my friend.
Yeah, they would know.
But then nobody's up there yet.
Yeah, what if you're the only one you're waiting for a while?
Yeah, if you're the first friend. You're the first one up there.
Somebody had to be the first person to heaven. It was one.
Who was it?
Oh, no. Adam and Eve or something.
Cain and Abel?
Maybe. Somebody was up there by themselves.
It was probably Abel, right?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, because Cain killed Abel.
Right.
Yeah.
Up there solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so bored.
Yo, what happened to nationalities and every tongue and tribe and nation?
Lone representative up here. Like,
I guess we're where they have like a feast, I guess. It's just me. So they will just get a hot pocket going.
And then he probably settled in and was like, this is actually kind of nice.
He's like, nice.
And then people started showing up and he was like, oh, and you, yeah.
And yeah, then you got to add, you're like, all right, well, now it never stops.
Yeah.
There's just more and more people coming up there.
He's looking at how we look at Nashville. We're like, dude, it used to be so much better. Now so many people have moved in.
Everybody's like, everything's chill now. You're like, hey, you got to add, all right, we got to do more. We had to have more roads.
Yeah.
Or the feast. All right, we gotta bring out more tables.
There's just not enough infrastructure here. God was slacking.
We gotta figure out more tables.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what did we talk about earlier? Speaking of heaven.
Yeah.
seventh heaven.
Yes, nice transition. Yeah. We were talking about, we've seen some TikToks of people breaking down the show Seventh Heaven, which if you're anywhere near, how old are you?
26.
20, I think if you're between that age, that's on the young end, I feel, of mm-hmm. the Seventh Heaven craze. Mm-hmm. You saw it when?
Yeah, because I think it was in, I think it started the year I was born because I just looked it up a second.
Year you were born. Okay.
96 to 07.
Really?
That's what I saw on the internet.
Bro, also, that's such a long run.
Yeah.
That is years. Such a long run for a TV show.
Yeah.
All right. So I was, I'll be honest with you. I was not allowed to watch Seventh Heaven.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was
crazy.
Not allowed to watch it. We didn't have a TV growing up. And then, but there was like some, we were not allowed to watch Seventh Heaven.
And there were some adult themes.
Is there seven kids, right? And their dad's a preacher?
I think it's five kids.
And they're Christian.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't, we were big into the, anything coming into my house, if it was like other than, it was not allowed. So this Seven Heaven, they go, and it's on network TV.
You're right. It's seven kids, by the way.
Yeah, seven kids. Yeah. All right. And but the more there's a lot of people that this show did not age well.
Terribly, terribly. Yeah. I found this because there's this dude Rob Anderson on TikTok who does these breakdowns.
Yeah.
Of like old episodes. Seven. Some of the plots are like, guys, what are we doing?
But we relate to this.
Absolutely.
Because it's our life.
It's a Christian family. The dad's a pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the kids are all very well known in the town. I was one of
eight. Yeah, people would see our family and they were like, oh, like Seventh Heaven.
Right.
Kind of.
Yep.
Yeah. Were you not allowed, before we get into this, what kind of, do you remember any kind of rules in either y'all's house? I was like, there's no, like rules that didn't really, like no cigarettes. Obviously that, but that's probably for every kid, right?
Of course. Yeah.
No cigarettes, no cussing.
Yep.
I remember one time I stole I think that's one of these. I stole a Laffy Taffy from the gas station.
Yeah.
For the gas. And by the way, all the candy is at kid level. It's right there.
On purpose.
They should put like the oil down there. Dude, it's like, it was a single serve, like not like a sleeve of them, mm-hmm. like a Starburst. It was like, they're just in like, I go, yeah, let me get that.
Yeah.
And I put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I was on a different level.
How old were you?
I feel like I was a Jack Sparrow, bro. I had it, dude. I had it. I mean, probably six, nice. Seven.
Did you have to take it back?
Well, I put it, I don't know why I did this, but I like hid it at my house or in my, like I was under my pillow.
Instead of just eating it?
Yeah. Because I'm a kid.
Right.
I had it under my pillow and my dad found it. And we had to go. He's like, where'd you get this? I go, and I started immediately crying. Of course, full breakdown. Full breakdown. And then I had to go to the guy and apologize.
This is a singular Laffy Taffy.
One Laffy Taffy.
That you should have just eaten that day.
That I should have just eaten. And I didn't have time to like grab like the color I wanted. I just grabbed
one. Do you remember what you got?
Man, I'm nervous telling this story because I was into it. Yeah, it was yellow.
No.
Yeah, banana. No, it was banana though.
You like that's banana?
Yellow is different than Starburst. The Laffy Taffy, the yellow is banana.
That's even worse. I think that's worse. I'd rather take a lemon Starburst than a banana Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Oh, maybe. All right. So I got, I had it under my pillow and then we had to go back. And the kid that, anyone working at a gas station is not passing a drug test. I mean,
he doesn't care that you took it.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, dude, I steal stuff all the time from here. I'm stealing here now.
Yeah.
I'm currently stealing from this register.
He's like, oh, nice, dude. You got one? Cool. So you got one too? Nice.
You're like, you're putting a 17-year-old in a tricky moral dilemma because he needs to be like he sees my dad being like, hey, he needs to apologize. And this kid's like, dude, I'm high. I'm currently high. But he needs to like tell him how, like if the kid was like, nah, you're good. That would have broken down.
That would have ruined it.
That would have ruined, probably I would be in jail now.
Right. Yeah.
If it was like, oh, stealing's chill. He goes, ah, dude, I get it. It's just a Laffy Taffy.
That would have started a wild series of events.
I wonder if maybe my dad went in there first and like prepped the guy. He's like, I'm going to bring my son in, tell him he's horrible.
This kid's like, bro, I make $225 an hour.
He wouldn't have done that. Yeah. He should have. I wonder if he goes, hey, just to tell him, thank you for apologizing. You're forgiven. Mm-hmm. Or something. That's what he did. I don't remember what he did.
God is pleased with you.
Scary. like, I'm in. Listen to everything your father says. Yeah. Where, how did you get that message?
That's weird. Your father's a great man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's similar to one of the Seventh Heaven plot lines, though.
Yeah. It was a lot of, I mean, if people email in, they're going to like, I remember a Seventh Heaven episode when.
Yeah.
There was a lot. I mean, what do we have here?
Well, there's one that I'm remembering that dude Rob covered where he stole, one of them stole a glass from the diner, like a local diner.
Yeah, that's
the dad night. Found it at the house.
Oh, yeah. Similar story.
Made them go back and apologize. And then the guy pressed charges and they went to court. And like the kid Matt did like time for it. Like, ridiculous, dude.
But it was like, I remember because the dad was very like, he never really get mad. He's just kind of like, it's very disappointed. There's a lot of the dad being disappointed.
Yep.
And then the older guy is like kind of like the heartthrob type guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the girl, who's that? What was
Isn't
the,
it Jessica
that?
Biel?
Yeah, it's Jessica Biel.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's the girl for Justin Timberlake's wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Currently.
Yep.
Yeah. So there was always, they were kind of like for TV, like hot.
Oh, yeah.
For like, that's the story. The daughter's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's tough casting.
The preacher's got the hot daughter.
You're like, hey, we're trying to do like a Christian, like values-based show, but like we need a smoke show in here.
Yeah. 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 We got to keep guys around.
Yeah. And that guy. Yeah. And, all right. So what's the first one here?
So this one is called Kiss and Don't Tell. It says Mary, who is Jessica Biel,
yeah,
thought it was totally normal to ask her older brother, Matt, to practice kissing. And he obliged.
He did.
Fortunately, the dad interrupted before things got weird. It's like, what are we talking?
It was weird.
No, before it gets, but that starts. Wait, what? Yeah.
Like,
but
what?
They're too sheltered.
Yeah, right. It's like before you're like, wait, what? But everybody, the revisionist history, you look back and like, that was nuts.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like everybody says, like, you know, everybody that's like very moral person, they're like, dude, if I was around during like slaves, I would have said, this is like, no, you wouldn't have. that's X10 of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, here's the next one.
When Eric found a joint in the house, he threatened to drug test all the kids, including 5-year-old Ruthie.
Eric's the pastor father.
Yeah. He's gonna drug test a 5-year-old.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Drugs. What? Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Street thug. All right. Sure. I don't remember Shuri. Shuri?
This is one of their friends. The girl was one of the friends. So this is when Simon's friend Stanley revealed to his older sister, Karen, was affiliated with a street gang. Mm. Reverend Camden and her parents did some digging and stumbled upon her nunchucks. Rather than ask her how she became associated with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, her mom asked, how could you do this to us?
Yeah, that's a lot of that in my house. How'd you do this to us?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's the gang she was in?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Never-ending shoulder massage, dude.
It's bad enough that Mary had a handsy basketball coach. Even worse was just how long this particular scene dragged on with this fully grown man rubbing her shoulders.
Yeah. Nobody thought twice about it.
Some of this stuff was crazy.
Oh, that's the one right there.
This is the one where Simon gets caught doing middle fingers to one of his buddies.
Can't do that.
Double birds.
Double.
Went to the principal's office.
She's devastated. She's devastated.
Yeah. Like it's the worst thing you could possibly do.
Yeah. But the problem with the show like this is they can't have anything actually bad. Yeah. It has to be like fake bad stuff.
Yeah.
Because I look back on my childhood and it was like, oh, it wasn't like real. These aren't real bad things.
Right.
Like I thought, did you think you were a bad kid?
Yes.
Did you, Alex?
No, I didn't think I was a bad kid.
Good. I think I was a good kid, but the things I would get in trouble for were not bad.
Yeah, not that real life bad.
No. Big time.
Yeah, yeah, not real life bad. You're like,
bad at all.
Your parents should be like, well, considering, mm-hmm. you know, all things considered, he's like 16 and he's like, never been on a date before.
Yeah.
What? He's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scared of death to talk to women. Like, he's probably, he's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We raised him up in the way he should
go. He smelled the like marijuana smoke one time, like at a concert, and you ran home. He's probably fine. But then you're like, we were somewhere and there were people smoking weed, like, probably grounded.
My mom was like, you smoked it, didn't you? I'm like, No, mom, I left immediately. No. Okay, we're going to drug test you.
You smoke. Drug test.
And the five-year-old.
Have you ever gotten a drug test? You can do it. You can do them for like employment stuff. Mm-hmm. I've gotten one. I obviously get every
week.
I was
even in college athletics.
No drug test?
No drug test. Never been drug tested in my life.
I got tested every single year for baseball.
And I had so many friends.
For like PEDs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had friends. I got tested every time the drug tester came. Never got touched.
They never came to you?
They knew I wasn't.
What'd they do? Urine?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they can do... I know they can do from your fingernails, and they can do blood, and they can do hair.
Hair was when people were getting scared.
Yeah, because
like, that stuff is in there.
No, because I think a hair is as long as the hair has been growing.
I can say
so. Then, like, I remember a guy came into rehab and shaved his head.
Wow,
because it's in like the fingernails. I mean, that'll grow out in what, 4 months, 5 months. 6 months when the whole thing is gone.
Wait, what are you
when
saying?
It goes from here to out and you cut it?
Yeah,
this will be off my body.
From the very from
did
the
I
root.
Explain that wrong?
I got you. No, yeah. I thought you were saying you don't cut your nails until every 4 months.
No, sorry, yeah.
That's where I was like, explain that.
Wait, what?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah,
if you cut it like that,
sure,
yeah. So, but your hair, for as long as your hair has been growing, they can find any drugs in it.
Wow.
So a guy, he heard that and he shaved his head.
Nice. Yeah.
If
I'm in the crowd and it's all around me, is it in my hair?
No, because it's not going to be in your system. It's in your blood.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I would fail all the time.
Yeah. A drug. Yeah. But they can go back into your, they can do a skin sample too. Mm. If there's anything in you have ingested anything, it's a part of you.
What was like a word in your house that was considered a curse word in your house, but wouldn't be considered a curse word elsewhere?
Fool.
Fool?
Yeah. Because there's a Bible verse that it says, if you call your brother a fool, you are in danger of hell's fire.
But you could call your sisters fools.
Look up
or
that
no?
verse. Yeah.
Wow, nice. Holy loopholes.
If you call your brother a fool, you're in danger of hell's fire. I think that's my parents took that very literally. There it is. Is that it?
Matthew 5:22.
Yeah. What's it say? Whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
Are they saying thou fool is the worst of those things?
I don't know. I think it was just the same, like calling someone else the dumb, or I don't know. Hmm. Which is I remember. Slam. I'm a grown man, and I remember that.
Yeah,
I got my mouth washed out with soap.
Yep.
Yeah.
We couldn't say stuff like stupid.
Yeah,
idiot.
Nah, dude.
Couldn't say any of that.
Hate.
Couldn't say the word hate.
My mom hated the word hate.
Yep. Ooh, yeah, that's a good
one.
We
were not allowed to say hate. Like, I can't hate that. I don't like it, but I can't hate it.
We were the same way.
Hate.
Yeah,
hate,
that's wild.
Like that was ooh, my mom would like one. If I sat in the car, she'd whip her head around. You don't hate anything.
Yeah,
you're like, okay. I don't. I just really don't like it.
But you do.
I know. I know what hate is, mom, and that's how I feel about that. Wait.
Well, you can hate. That's not. That's just a neutral word.
Not for Jamie Leonard.
Why? I don't hate. Yeah, hate. There's ones that were like that's like very like arbitrary. You're like that's the one that you're like but obviously couldn't say crap.
Suck.
Couldn't say sucks.
It couldn't suck.
Yep. No, nothing
sucked.
Yeah, yeah. What about
that sucked?
No. Mom said no. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It doesn't.
Well, finally, a woman of principle. You know what I'm saying?
We need that.
What about that? Well, this blows.
I think that's worse.
Sucks.
Somehow, I think that's worse.
Yeah. But it's just like all the like. If you were like just like replacing other words with like just like, well, swearing is like an arbitrary.
I couldn't swear either.
No, obviously. Yeah.
Either way.
But the swear words are made up.
Right.
Like somebody told me, like, if you go into like Europe or like a lot of the European countries, if you're like Christian and you're like dating someone, you can move in with them. That's not a. I was like, oh, I think we just made that one up.
Like in European Christianity, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know how you look that up, but like, you're like, oh, maybe, or like drinking is different and different. Like, oh, maybe we just made that one up. Like, or would you grow up Baptist?
Southern Baptist.
Oh, yeah. No drinking.
So you don't drink.
No.
And you definitely don't move in with someone you're not married
to. Definitely not.
Never
in Texas?
Absolutely.
Never.
If you did, everyone's like,
Yeah, but then you were like, I think somebody asked the other day, is it okay to sleep in bed with a woman? And you're like, well, I think so. Like, in if you were like on the, like, if you were like in a, well, you know what Christians, you know how they get around that? Speaking of loopholes, camping. You're allowed.
You can share a tent, but not a bed.
Yes. You can share a tent, right?
I don't know. Cause I would make, I mean, I was
two sleeping bags.
Yeah. If I was on that side of the fence, though, were, I would defend it at, or I would go at it and say, you got to be above reproach.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But so if, maybe leave the tent unzipped. Maybe tent
unzipped. That way you're going to get mosquitoes in
accountability.
There.
Accountability.
Yeah. You can say, if, as Christian, the loophole to Christian spending the night with each other is camping. Mm. You're not having two tents.
Here at Net Positive, you can get all the Christian hacks. Yeah, tips yeah. On how to get around the system.
That's a loophole, bro. That's a loophole right there. Yeah, I can get around with it by that, I think.
There's going to be a surge in camping culture now.
Yeah.
Everyone's going camping.
Yeah, because I think maybe it's two sleeping bags. Is
yeah.
that why? It's
yeah, that separate, makes sense.
Separate.
Yeah. You got to zip your arms in too, though. So it's like.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You fully. Can create your own camping set to sell.
What about if you had, if you, well.
Net Positive.
Well, Lydia. Came on our family vacation mm-hmm. and she slept in the bunks.
Yep.
And I was like, right?
I mean, that's my family. I'm telling, like, if I brought a boyfriend back to my parents, but it was always separate rooms.
Always. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we're on vacation, they have separate rooms. I remember being in the fourth grade. My uncle came on vacation with us before he was my uncle.
Yeah.
And I found out him and my aunt had one room.
Oh, yeah. I said, excuse me, mother.
Mom,
yeah.
This isn't okay.
Yeah.
And like, I'm older now than they were when they were there. And I was just like, and like, no, we have two beds in there. I'm like.
Yeah, but you're just like, wait, what?
They're in the same room.
Leave the door open.
Yeah.
Leave the door open.
Well, I think that would even be a sign of like respect. Not so much, even if you would disagree with the policy or whatever, like, all right, I'm like a part of this family mm-hmm. and these are the rules for, it's like, all right, you're like, all right, well, just like, if, like, you wouldn't swear around your parents still.
Yeah, I still don't.
Yeah, out of, well, okay, still.
Times have changed for the Leonard family.
I was living with Maggie before we got married,
yeah.
sharing a bed. Mm-hmm. I know, gasp. And when we would go home to my parents' house, we would sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, they're fine.
Out of respect. It's your house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go, yeah.
It's your rules.
Yeah. You come into the airplane. Yeah.
I would feel so uncomfortable, like, waking up in my parents' house, walking out of the same door as my boyfriend or something, be like,
that is, it's like still,
hey guys.
You become like back to the seventh heaven thing. You become like, those things are like ingrained in you.
Yeah.
Always, no matter what.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, that's just like, I don't know. Why'd you feel that way? Or like, that's how I always.
That's that shame, man. There it is.
That'll get inside.
There it is, dude. It's hardwired.
Yeah. No, what I think it's like, if you like, I might drop a swear. Would I swear around my parents? I don't think so.
I will around my dad. I've definitely sworn in front of my mom, but I try to hold back because I know she's more concerned about it.
Yeah.
I have no filter now. Once my parents started saying it more comfortably in front of me, and they're like, oh, it rolls are out the window. I can say hate. I can say suck.
I can say hate.
I hate that, mom. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
Tell them more. Right.
Wow. She's like, I don't know what's happening to Stormy. She moved to Nashville. Things are coming undone.
She's changed.
Everything I taught her.
Well, there is a part of like, you can't really now as an adult, you can't kick someone out of the house, right? There's like, all right, we're probably not going to do this. You can't punish an adult. Like, they can't punish you, can they?
They think they can.
Yeah, they can't be like, hey, like, yeah, I'm not grounded. Yeah.
I have a car now.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But you do out of respect, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
They still get mad if I come home and they're like, it's like later when I show up. I'm like, seriously, I'm like, I'm 26.
Oh, at your parents' house? Like,
I can, you don't know what time I come home in Nashville. Like, why is this a problem?
Really? Where are you?
Like, we're just trying to sleep and we can't sleep if we don't know you're safe.
What about?
You should really be concerned when I don't come home on Friday or Saturday
12:30,
night.
We told you. What about drinking?
Oh, no. My mom is like the older version of me. So drinking, as soon as I went out to college, drinking was cool. When I was
drinking
in high school, if I even thought about taking a drink anywhere but my parents, and I still didn't do it around them, like,
yeah,
I would be I got grounded.
Oh, yeah.
I got punished at school. Like, I didn't even drink.
Yeah, you're just around, associated. Somebody was drinking.
We know you went to that party. Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
Somebody was drinking.
Yeah, it wasn't me. But yeah, nope, doesn't matter. No. Grounded, 3 weeks, boom.
Are you saying then you got to college and everything's fine?
Yes. I got to college, came home from college, like, well, we know you drink at college. I'm like, so if I would have drank in high school, it would have been cool too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what always has bothered me? This happened when we got married.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, don't sleep together, don't have kids, don't sleep together, don't sleep together. Yeah, you get married, and then it's like, so when are you having kids? Like, you're when like, is what? That going to end?
Yeah.
Like,
wait. We switched overnight.
All of a sudden, everything.
Literally overnight.
Yeah.
It's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. And then you're like, what?
Now you're encouraging me to sleep with my wife? Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks. Okay, that's what I needed this whole time. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I guess with the drinking, if you're like, you don't like, there's everybody was drinking at my family vacation. I don't drink anymore, but they were like trying to, well, they were drinking in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there was no drinking when I was growing up in front of anybody. I never saw an adult person drinking.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
Maybe at like a restaurant, if I walk past their table. Or like at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I never saw anyone in like a enclosed system that I was in at a house or at a party, or I never saw an adult drinking.
So all you knew about drinking was don't do it from your family. And then whatever you saw in like on TV or
like
movies.
Like a DUI. Like if you drink, you get a DUI.
No matter what.
You die.
You get pregnant and die.
Yeah, you get pregnant and die. Yeah, that's what I knew of it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But the argument I've said this in my show is like, well, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? It's always.
Yeah.
The rules of it, it's consistent over the course of time. But it's, the rules are chill now.
Yeah.
Very chill.
Yeah.
Very chill.
Post-COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're kind of being more lenient now.
Well, that's what I talked about on Bussin' with the Boys is like, like the Amish community is like, dude, if we don't loosen up these rules, everyone's going to leave it.
Yep.
Everyone's going to leave it. Which is, I guess I respect the people that are like, nope,
you have to.
This is the box we've established for our lives and we're going to stay in it.
Yeah.
Your parents are chill now.
Yeah.
But you're also an adult.
There was a
26, but.
Hard like box of these rules, and then as soon as I went to college, they even got lighter on my sister.
But they were lighter on them too. Like they were chill. Like,
okay,
now
we're gonna have some fun too. I'm like, we could have been having fun this whole time.
Yeah, but they were also probably chilling prior to you, or were they strict?
Like
my parents were straight and narrow.
Well, my parents were like children when they had me.
They were young.
Yeah, we're having a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So they were young. My dad wasn't even 21 before I was born.
Wow, yeah.
He turned 21 after I was born.
Okay.
And that mom was not cool with that.
He turned 21 after you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Because then all his friends are 21. My mom's like, I have a one-month-old baby. Like, I've been 21.
We out here. What's his name?
Scott.
Scott, dude. Like, let's go.
He's having a good time.
Chill. And Scott is out here. Yeah.
Yeah, Scott was out there. And so they had fun before I was born, but they were so
young.
That's
what I'm saying.
They're having way more fun now that I'm an adult and they're still adults and they're not old.
Oh, yeah.
That they're living a better life than I am. And that's hard to do.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah. Yeah. But it seems like everybody's kind of loosening up.
Yeah. I agree.
Top to bottom.
I think it's too loose. I see like music festivals.
Yeah.
Like,
we gotta
like
have some rules.
15, 16 year olds. My parents still don't want me to go.
Where are the parents?
Yeah, They just drop their kids off.
I think I ask that everywhere.
The movie theater's the worst. Yeah. Now they have their curfew. It's like, if you're under 18, you're not allowed to be like in the movie theater without an adult because people just,
that was still
the movie theater was the babysitter.
No, yeah. Send her to the movies. Yeah. Send them to the movies. You want to get to the news, bro?
Yeah, let's hit some.
Let's get to the news.
We got some good headlines.
How the news works around this? You want to do the read?
Yeah, let's hit that.
Let's hit that read.
Yeah.
This week's episode brought to you by
Miracle Maid.
Yeah. She doesn't know what that is. Stormy doesn't know what that is.
She's about to learn, baby.
She's
gonna learn today.
If you want to get more fit, be a better parent.
Ooh.
Segue, dude. We have the segs on lock this week.
Good segs.
And get more done at work. There's one thing that will help, and that is
better sleep.
Yes, dude. That's not convincing at all. Miracle Made Sheets, bro. Tap in. to the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by 20%, baby. temperature cooling at night, baby. Look at me right now. I slept on them last night.
You look like you slept cool.
I feel great, yeah, baby. Come get those Miracle Made sheets, baby. Traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet. See, have I ever read that before? I don't think I've ever read that part.
Yeah,
it can lead to acne. Wow, allergies, stuffy noses, and all. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require three times less laundry.
Almost all the bacteria.
You're going to save money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of me washing my sheets once every 4 months,
right,
now I can wash them every six.
Right.
So that's a joke, but all right. Yeah. Stormy was like, what? Self-cooling properties for better sleep, baby. Silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA. NASA is very involved in this podcast.
Big time.
Self-cleaning, luxurious comfort and quality, and better for your skin. I got them. Alex has them. Stormy's going to get them.
Yep.
Go to trymiracle.com/net positive and try Miracle Made sheets, baby, today.
And with Mother's and Father's Day right around the corner. Well, Mother's Day, we already hit.
Mother's Day,
right around the corner. This is the perfect way to give someone some you love.
Whatever you're going to get your dad, he doesn't want it.
Right.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want a saw.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't want a golf shirt.
Yep.
Okay. He doesn't want a tie. He doesn't want socks.
No.
He wants sheets.
He wants over 20% better sleep. And he definitely wants.
Yeah, y'all stressing him out.
Over 40% off. So be sure to use our promo code NetPositive to save at checkout. And also get your free 3-towel set.
Oh, yeah.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code NetPositive to claim your free 3-piece towel set. Save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Nailing the reads up top. Let's get to the news, baby. Lots going on. Okay. Lots going on. This was circulating around Nashville heavy, but this is nationwide.
Do you want to have Stormy read the headline?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hilton hotel manager arrested for waking up guests by sucking on his toes?
This is real. I saw this everywhere.
This happened
last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Nashville, Tennessee. A Hilton hotel manager was arrested and charged for entering a guest's room and sucking on the customer's toes. David New, 52, was charged with aggravated burglary. What is he trying to rob? His pride, I guess. yeah. All right. And, okay. What are you robbing?
You got him.
Yeah, you're robbing it. And assault for entering a male guest room and sucking on his toes Thursday, March 30th. Okay.
I think the burglary is just breaking into the room.
Yeah, you can't go.
That's
you can't. Yeah, yeah,
he wasn't
you can't
stealing, break into someone's breaking room.
In. All right.
He sucked on a guy's toes.
Is that worse?
Yes.
It's either way.
Guy's toes are worse?
Not that guy.
No, not
that's,
that guy.
Okay, that's different.
This guy.
All right. All right. So let me just. All right.
There's a lot here.
Let me just say this first. Okay. We do shows on the road and then we go to hotels, right? Mm-hmm. Me and the other two comics that are with us, and everybody gets their room key, and then everybody go to your room, right?
Yeah.
So mine wasn't working. Mm. I went back to the front desk like, oh, maybe we got, and this is I think the other comics had got to the hotel before me.
Okay.
So 2 hours earlier, they were already there. I'm going to say it's 1 a.m. Okay. I put the key card in and went in, and Caleb Elliott was in there. Oh. And it was horrifying, dude. There was already a man. I didn't know. It was dark.
Right.
And it's 1 a.m. And I put the key card in and opened the door. And it was like, and we're friends.
Right.
And it was so scary.
So that's people who know each other.
And this is a friend.
Right.
And I go, oh, and I text, I go, oh, dude, but I think I got your room key by accident. But he was traumatized.
Right.
Think about someone trying to come in your room.
At 1 a.m.
Wait, you texted him that? Or did you?
I texted him. I go, dude, I think I got the wrong room. Because after he kind of.
What'd you do? Like open it halfway and then leave?
Well, I think it was, I got the thing.
Oh, it hit the.
Yeah,
it hit the lock.
But you're still like someone trying to come in.
Yeah.
It was.
And so you just texted me, like, my bad, dude. Like, I
opened it. And when that thing is on you, you're like, oh, someone's already in here.
Right.
And it was like, we still talk about it.
Yeah.
About how, like, we have PTSD from
you
it.
You seem shaken up.
Right I now. Am.
Yeah.
And I've been in, I mean, there's stories in Las Vegas where people just going into rooms. Yeah. Or going into, or somebody got into your bed with you or something. Like, that is so scary. Now, this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm guessing if you're the manager, you got all the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or so, the ability to get the keys.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't get in from the lock thing.
If the lock thing is on, right.
All right. So you're not just going room to room.
No, that was my question here. Okay. Is,
yeah. All right. So
is this premeditated? So like, this guy, did he pick a target?
Did this guy check in? And he was like, huh.
Right.
I'm getting that guy's toes.
And I think honestly, like what this really is guys got to stop wearing open-toed shoes.
No, yeah, that's the solution. That's the solution. You know what? I don't.
I don't either.
I don't want to tempt people.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. How noble.
I don't. Yeah. The foot thing, I can't.
Doing my part.
You know what?
You know?
It's not about me.
Yep.
You know, because as our seventh heaven parents would say, they were like, hey, we don't want to put out here people in the – on the lust train.
That's right.
I don't want to put anybody on it. You know, I don't want to be a stumbling block.
No, dude.
All right. So what does he think? He's wearing slides or he's wearing flip flops?
Like thong
the
sandals?
Mandals. Like the dad sandals that are like the braided ones where they're
it's in the tough look.
That's and they're strapped on the back.
You're coming into, all right. Well, you're coming into a Nashville hotel.
Yeah.
So Hilton. What are you?
You're rich.
Yeah. This is a nice establishment.
Hilton's nice. All right. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Coming into a Nashville, you on a business, your kid's got a softball. You have to be in there alone.
Right.
All right. So there's so many obstacles that have to happen for that headline to be true.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So first off, the thing cannot be locked.
Right.
You get in.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow still quiet.
Well, the guy, rewind even further. This guy sees the guy. And picks his target.
Okay, yeah. So he came He came to work that day ready.
Yeah. I'm getting some toes tonight, boy.
That's disgusting. So
he saw this guy in the lobby and was like,
yep, I want those. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's been humid in Nashville. I'm just going to throw that in there.
Dude, man. You don't know if the guy showered or
no idea.
You have no idea.
No idea.
All right, so you're in. So you get in the door.
You tell him that. Yeah, you tell him the room number. You give him the key. He goes.
All right.
You make a spare key.
And you say like, hey, like front desk is closed back in 5. I mean, where are you?
Sure. Yeah. You throw the little
sign. What happened to if I was sitting at the front desk, like where is the manager? Oh, dude, he's in 326, bro.
You don't want to go in there.
He left a sign that just says what? Tow patrol. Back in 5.
I mean, if there's a, I don't mean to kick somebody while they're down, but that's a tough mugshot.
Yeah.
What's a cool mugshot?
Is it one that they're smiling? Because depending on what they did.
Yeah, if something that they do is cool.
They're like, yeah, I got arrested for that. Like,
yeah.
He should not even show his face. He shouldn't even have a mugshot.
Like, I would say, listen, I'm going to just, this is who my fan base is. Or what, like, if I got arrested for like having a, for my fan base, if I got arrested for having to like a try to get in some over the fake fax card,
mm-hmm.
I would be a hero.
Yes,
I'm not. I didn't.
Right.
But if I like, we're going to Canada on our tour in the fall. We have like 6 shows through Canada, and I was like, is the vax mandate still up there? They go, no, it's lifted. Because I was like, all right, well, if you can't cross the border without a vax, I would have to manufacture some kind of papers. Mm-hmm. And if I got arrested for that, unfortunately, it'd be good PR for me.
True patriot.
Yeah. No, they'd be like, yeah. Or like maybe stopping like, you would be arrested for that. I'm saying jump in front of a bus to like stop but you wouldn't be arrested for that.
Right.
Something that you would be like, oh, the guy in the subway train last week.
What's up?
There's a, Is my For You page like all Republican things?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
I think so, dude. Because I always say these things and you're like, we've never heard of
this. We live in different realities. The stuff that you pull up, I'm like, oh, this is new. I don't know, dude. Cool. Meanwhile, I'm like seventh heaven breakdowns.
Never. My For You page is different than y'all.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok has it. No, Twitter has one now.
A For You page?
Yeah, Twitter has a For You page.
Hmm.
So it's just whatever they think, they will send to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's on a different thing. Yeah, some guy was like trying to kill people on like the subway train. And then some guy like held him down and like pinned him and then he died. And everybody's like, this guy's like a hero for like saving all these lives. But wow. Now he's in court.
Wow.
That
yeah,
would be.
Yeah. So that's
this one is a tough, it's a tough look.
So jump back into the storyline. Okay, so he gets to the room. He's in now.
You're in.
Quietly. Yep.
The door. So you got to.
Lights are off.
And you sneak in.
Yep.
You can't just let the door just.
That's right.
You got to.
Hold it.
Administer. Mm-hmm. Listen, and all four of us have been involved in some sneaking in and some sneaking out of places. Mm-hmm. We'll just say that mm-hmm. as kids. So I know how to make a door shut quietly.
Right.
So the door shuts and you wait a couple seconds to make sure he's like, what? Like you got
to see if he wakes up.
Yeah.
There's a rustling.
Yeah. You know, the parrot, like when you shut the door, you go.
Reassess.
And then, all right. We're in. I guess.
Dude, my heart is pounding so right is mine. Now. I can't imagine okay, getting in the room.
Okay. And do you, all right. Do you have a flashlight?
I don't know. Dude, he's got to be familiar with the room layout.
Do you crawl?
Oh, yeah. He's. Yeah.
I have been a crawler.
Oh, you crawl to the bed.
Elaborate.
So if you're in the bed.
Sneaking yeah, 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 in. You don't in. Want them to like see this figure standing mm, up.
Yeah.
So you get low to the ground. And I feel like I could be like quieter mm-hmm. by crawling.
Yeah. All
and
right.
I'm just like, dun, like taking steps.
Yeah, well, more surface yeah. area on the floor.
Yeah, it and makes you can feel around. Yeah.
What's weird, Stormy, is that in real life, there's no soundtrack. In real life, there's no dun, dun, dun. In real life, I don't know if you. Yeah.
In my mind, yeah, there's dun, always dun, a soundtrack. Dun. But then you can use your hands to feel around because, like, there's nothing worse than trying to creep around and you stub your toe.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Instant crawling. Tears and, right. like, a yell because it hurts.
You know what that. So he's familiar with the room layout.
Yep.
And it's, let's say he's, all right, so now you get to where your goal.
The foot of the bed.
Do you think he was going in for the toes?
I think he knew exactly what he wanted.
Go to the edge of the bed, but those things are, like, hotel beds are, like, tucked.
Ooh, I want...
Oh, okay. Wow. The hotel. Right. I untuck it.
I untuck as well, but yeah. now,
but
maybe
now,
I won't.
Now I'm staying tucked.
Because maybe that's tucked for my own protection.
Wow. The hotel, the and no bed is like that.
Hotels are so
my
tucked.
Bed is not tucked.
My not bed is, but I untuck it immediately. I don't tuck it. My wife does.
Okay. All right. In the morning.
Yeah.
All right. So the bed's tucked definitely because I can't get it. I need it. Up towards me.
Yes.
And I don't have, yeah. So I pull it all off. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, and these are all variables that you're not sure of before. There's no like practicing this mission.
It had it's to live. Be untucked. It had to be. There's no way he was able to get in there and untuck the sheets without the guy noticing.
Maybe the guy wasn't even under the sheets. Some people get hot. Some people don't sleep under
on top of the sheets. Yeah. I wonder if we've spent way too much time on this article, but I wonder if.
I think this is important.
Yeah, it is important. If he's trying to get some recon at the front desk mm-hmm. when the guy checks in.
Nice.
If you were like being funny, right. you were like, hey, do you prefer what kind of room?
Oh, man.
Do you prefer
predatorial behavior, like coaxing them into yeah, giving
Yeah, no, like,
answers.
Do you prefer your sheets like tucked or untucked?
Yeah.
Like, or it's like, do you want a turn down service?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think twice about that
no.
if somebody asked me.
I would think it was courteous.
Yeah,
and wow, he goes, the service here is great.
I always
don't even bother tucking it. I always have them untucked. And he went, "We're in," because he already saw the toes.
Yeah.
And then he asked the question, and now he yeah. knows
untucked.
The
but they
set.
Still might be covered,
mm-hmm.
right? Or he still might be sleeping like yeah. with the not over the end of the bed.
Do you think maybe he could have toyed with the thermostat? From the master switch,
look, or
heated him up in the room.
Now what happens?
So
is,
he would pull his feet
oh, yeah,
up
so
to
he
stay
has
cool.
to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet you would have a couple rooms down at the end
mm.
where they're up on 76.
Yep,
and he checks in, and you set. He might have.
There's just so much effort going into this.
You might have sent him to a room that is already.
It's compromised. The room is primed.
I mean, I'm thinking about this. I'm going to think about this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I want to think about this
we
for
have
the
this
rest
on.
Of my life. Oh my God. You should have him on.
And then he breakdowns.
I mean, that's just so, it's just graphic to even discuss. But he wakes up to that.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. So we do have a little bit more story.
Okay.
Officers discovered that the guy working was a night manager at the time, made a key card and entered the guest room.
Okay.
The guest then woke up to find Neil sucking on his toes, which he immediately confronted.
As he should.
The guest recognized Neil because the day before, he came into the room with another employee to fix an issue with the television. So Neil claimed that he entered the room because he smelled smoke and was checking on the victim. However, the night manager did not report this issue to security. Furthermore, no other resident reported smelling smoke.
All right, yeah. Where there's smoke,
there's
someone getting fired. Dang it, Dang it, dude. Come on, Stormy. Really? Nothing? Where there's smoke, there's someone getting fired? Where there's smoke...
I was going to say there's toes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, want you to now, take it again. I can't believe I stepped on that.
What is it? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
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 No, you nailed it.
Somebody getting fired. No, you were on the right.
They asked him where the room key was. He said he threw it away. Mm-hmm. The room key was never recovered.
They have the master.
Right.
If you work there, you don't need a room key.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So
he's in jail now. $27,000 bond.
So maybe when he went to check the smoke, or for the smoke detector television thing.
Like, he was in there.
He saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like,
oh, he's already been in there before.
$27,000 bond.
Was the other employee in on it?
What was he doing?
Ooh.
I want to go to this trial. Is it? No, that wouldn't be a trial. 27 G's? That's a lot. That's like a year. Imagine having to work that off.
27 grand, dude.
No, thanks.
Just for some
no,
toes.
No, but you're going to, I
just
mean,
for
what?
Some toes.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's tough. What else is going on?
It's a lot. How about this men's retreat?
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent me this. Also, most of the articles that we get now are sent in by fans.
I love it, dude.
We just want to give credit where credit is due. This is a men's retreat at Stormy's church. just kidding.
All right, here we go.
An actual church. All right. This is a men's retreat. You want me to describe it?
Yeah, describe what you're seeing.
All right, we got some electric guitar. We got a very patriotic look. This is in an arena. A lot of pyro. I see a tank.
Yes, there are cars there parked in the middle.
There's a lot of smoke going off. There's a tank.
It's like 80s hair band metal playing. It's a live band.
Yep. Here comes the tank.
The tank came out from under the stage.
Oh, the tank is not, but there's a guy with two guns.
Shooting guns.
Firing off guns, driving over the guitar, over the... cars. Oh, the danger zone.
Danger zone.
Yeah. This is a church men's retreat.
There are so many people there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people.
Thousands.
There. It's packed. Where is this in? Texas? South Lake?
Let me see if I can get somewhere. Missouri.
Springfield, Missouri.
Thoughts.
That's just okay. I mean, I'd go see that.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. So the sermon has to be after this. The preaching is after this.
I mean, I don't know how you follow this.
You think it's before?
I feel like it leads up into that. And this is like, this is where it's going.
This is the closer.
Yeah. You can't top that. You can't have people settle back down to listen to it.
Where
sermon.
Is the stage? Is the stage
that.
Under the... Is the stage over the tank? Where's he going to preach from?
He probably preached from where the band is playing now.
Yeah, and this tank came out from underneath that?
Yeah.
Oh, see, he preached from underneath? Up there.
Yeah.
No, he's got to preach from the ground.
You think so? Not up here?
I don't know. There's so many people there. It's all men.
Mm.
And I used to do comedy at these. Not these, but like men's retreats are very, like men's retreats in America in 2023 are very like, all right, like we got an ex-Marine coming to preach about how when he played for the 49ers or whatever, it's all like that. And then somebody's like, is there a breakout session on like forgiving or like being more emotionally available for my wife? Shut up. You loser.
Shoot this gun.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Yeah. People are going to make fun of this. But I've always, and I always, all I ever do is just turn the mirror back around and I go, this is what everybody wants. We had a helicopter. What did we do 3 weeks ago when he had a helicopter flyover?
Yeah.
At the church.
The Easter egg thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like, I can't believe this is not what Easter is all about. And there's 30,000 people there.
Yeah. This arena is packed.
Yeah, dude.
So.
All right. And that's the that's the thing about applying your ideology to other people.
Yeah.
It's like that's like, you can't say that's not a successful event.
I'm sure. I mean, I disagree
with most of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got the people there.
The people there.
Yep.
Yeah. And you go, well, yeah. I mean,
I would like to hear the message.
Yeah,
I'd be curious.
And you know, it's not on TikTok. The message.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is on TikTok. This.
Yeah.
You know, it has 66,000 likes. This. 66,800. Yeah. I mean, that's it. I mean, gosh, I would love to see. Everybody.
I need to see the itinerary.
Yeah, I need to see the whole thing. I'll tell you what the itinerary is. Wake up. There's going to be a 6 a.m. cold plunge.
Mandatory post about it.
Mandatory post about the cold plunge. There's going to be like a, what's that thing where you compete where at the circus you like nail it and it goes.
Yeah, the big like hammer game.
Yeah, thing. They have that thing. Yep. That's second. They're going to hunt for breakfast. You got to hunt. This is a men's retreat, I'm guessing, somewhere. You got to go out when there's guns involved.
Yeah.
There's no getting in touch with your emotions, no counseling, no therapy, nothing like that.
No time for that.
No, yeah. Dude. They're in that heavy. And then there's probably something related to the army. There's something related to protecting your family, mm-hmm. being a man, working out.
Yep.
There's some kind of competition between the tug of war or something like
something
that.
Something strength based. Yeah.
And if somebody's like, I think what the real like measure of like being a man is like looking someone else in the eye and like owning up to your mistakes. And they're like, hey, when I have time for that.
They're like, have you shot?
Oh, and what yet? Am I talking about? You know, it's politics is involved.
Yeah.
Obviously. Why don't I think of that?
Yeah.
Republicanism.
There's a pundit there for sure. And he does a quick five up top just to let everybody know what the tone is.
There's like a somebody that
and in
like,
November we
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Good call. Yeah. There's like a very those are always very like loosely like based. Mm-hmm. Like if you have that that's a pundit is a good word for it. Mm-hmm. That guy is kind of he's on the itinerary.
Yeah.
That he's like an ex like congressman or something like
we have Mike Pence here. Yeah, he's gonna say a Mike few Pence, words. Yeah. Mike,
get on in here. Is Mike Pence? Yeah. Is he still doing? He's still doing stuff.
I'm sure he's doing stuff.
Right. You get a little speaking engagement in here.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Speaking of pundits, have you seen what DJ Khaled's doing with golf?
You play golf, Stormy?
I'm so bad at golf. I can't even have fun at Topgolf.
Listen, you can't go to Topgolf?
Like, it's not fun. Like, I can't. My athleticism that I feel like I have a decent amount of.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Does not transfer into a golf club.
No, it doesn't.
It is actually embarrassing. Like, it's not like the cute, like, oh, like we can help you. I'm a it's lost like, cause. I can only drive the cart.
Oh, so it's top golf is like not your, somebody would like, a guy would like get the ick from your swing.
He would just be like, can you stop using your turns? I want to use them.
Yeah, that might be the move for you.
Like you just well,
Alex,
there.
Alex, you know, you always say like put yourself in positions where you can win.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Create a game you can win.
Create a game that you can win. So
putt.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that game was created for
what
me.
What Stormy needs to do is kind of, hey, we're going to Topgolf. I can't. I'm very good at golf. I love golf.
Right.
I got to work.
Yeah.
I actually got banned, so like I can't go to Topgolf.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would love to. They told me I broke the record. I was hitting it over.
Hitting it over.
They're like, you're too much.
The net.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're just like, you're costing us too much money. I was mm-hmm. like, I totally
all of them
get
are
it.
Going like directly into the target.
Yep.
I can't do it.
But mini golf, though, if you guys wanted to pivot and do that instead, yeah. I would
I have
open
a solution.
That.
Like, if, I love that you plan that for us.
Right.
Because I really love when guys plan something, but like, I also
this is
plan
I feel
this.
Like this has gone a little too far into like an imaginary date situation, but yeah.
imaginary date that's never going to happen. So.
Well, we talked about last week about the ick about me and Lydia were at where are we at? Hoops, hangs, what's it called?
Pins.
Oh.
I was like, I wasn't there. Yeah, I don't know.
And we were like, there's like this ball, like throwing game with this rope and it was like all the different numbers. And like if someone couldn't add, because there was like, I got like a 6, a 12 and a 4 or a 6, a 12 and a 7. And I was like taking me a second. What 23? If someone... 6, a 12, and a 7?
No, so I thought you. Yep, nope, I can't add. That's 24.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If somebody's like taking a little bit too long, like, yeah, it's not, yeah. I'm trying to think. If someone, if I went on a date, I went on a date one time with this girl, and I was in college, and like it was great time. She was driving for some reason. I don't remember why she was driving. Hold on, why was she?
That
driving?
Would give me the ick if you made me drive.
I didn't have a car. I was in sophomore in college. I didn't have a car.
Yep.
She lived in Birmingham. She had a car, and her back seat was like full of like wrappers from like fast food.
Gross. Full. Gross. That's ick. Yeah. That is definitely ick.
That's
That was like before the ick, because I don't even like that word. I don't even like that it's like a woke. I don't really like the word, but it was like, I was like,
I'd be worried about her health. Like, are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, but the idea, if you like have that and that's not like a concern for you, we can't even.
Yeah.
If you go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I just came from
76
McDonald's. I don't know where you'd be coming from. But you're like, my bad. I just had all of my nieces and nephews and I took all them and I literally dropped them off right before I, or like, you're like, I'm so sorry.
There should be something to excuse that.
This will, if you were like, you're not going to say anything about this?
Yeah.
That's the, it's that.
When the car turns and you can hear all the stuff shift in the back seat.
Crinkling.
We're not even going to say nothing about
so
that?
So gross, dude.
Oh, no.
That's
gross. Yeah. What's DJ Khaled doing on the golf course?
Dude, he has gone so all in on golfing
all
lately.
All he does is golf.
It's like, it's insane. And like, all he does is post these videos.
Of golf.
Of him golfing.
Another
and
one.
Doing, like, he's, I mean, he seems like he's pretty good.
DJ Khaled videos.
Whoa, whoa. It's for birdie, guys. Let me guess, you don't believe in me. Don't worry. I forgive you.
If I was playing with him, I'd be so pissed. I'd be so pissed.
And then he knocks it down.
If Stormy was allowed to say hate, she would say hate. Knocks it in.
But I didn't forgive.
I can't forgive, but I didn't forget.
I forgive you.
I love this guy, dude.
Dude, he's like,
I love people.
He's like a
this.
Child. And he's just like, I didn't.
He just goes all in on whatever he's like in on.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I love it.
His
man.
Family's like, where are you? Like, is the kids need to be picked up for, isn't there a little DJ Khaled? What's his name?
Assad?
Assad. Assad's at school, dude.
Yeah.
Assad's like, who's picking me up?
Swagged out.
Yeah. Well, dad's playing golf again. I wonder, all right, do you think the other guy is also playing? Or is he not even playing? He's just camera guy.
I think there's probably just a camera guy. There's guys that he plays with. You can see they're in the videos pretty heavily. But like the guy behind the camera, there's no way he's also playing.
Because
I'm sure he's just been told be recording at all times.
So if you go, hey, we're gonna play golf. Sick, dude. Who's a fourth? DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Dude. Really?
After every birdie.
Another one. Yeah, nice. My bad. I stepped on it.
There it is.
I stepped on
it. There it is.
My bad, Stormy. That's a, if you come on the pod, you're going to have to. That was my fault. I should have let you have that one.
You can do that together.
Or did you set me up for it and I was supposed to? No, you wanted that one. Yeah. Another one. All right. You want to watch that commercial?
Yeah.
Again, this was on my feed. You want to blind react to this?
Yeah, I haven't seen this yet.
All right. And we'll cut it. We'll cut it if we need to. Where is it?
Where did I put it? Right here.
All right, watch this. All right, hold on. Pause.
Yeah.
This is after the, Bud Light stuff.
Okay.
So Bud Light, where do you fall in the storm? You don't have to have an opinion on this. The Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney, who's trans, they had a Bud Light campaign and it caused a huge.
They lost like 21% like of their stock.
Then I don't know what if that is true or not. I don't know. Is it?
That's true. That happened.
Okay. But I think the stock is all back. I mean, if
is it? I don't know.
If a stock is devalued, if you're any kind of businessman, you go, yeah, let me get in.
Buy it now.
The stock would come back.
Right.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't lose.
It's just a moment.
Yeah. Anheuser-Busch is not 20% less valuable.
Right. They were for a split second, I think.
Yeah.
And now they're.
Like with that, so you're like with that when an IPO happens or something like that. It's like, all right, the business, all the employees, all the everything is still there. It's just valued at less.
Right.
Okay. So, who is this?
So this is Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yeah, comes out with this commercial yesterday.
Okay.
Here's a little known fact, women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis. Wow. Look at this wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their but the whole beer industry's Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this and buying it back so that we can turn it into good for women brewers. Literally, good How, you ask? Ladies, take it away.
First, we turn the bad into compost. Then we feed compost to worms. Push out beautiful fertilizer.
That good helps farmers grow quality hops.
Which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
But there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any shit you got into Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good shit, too. Oh. So here's to women. Because without us, there would be no beer.
I don't know what to say about that.
Cool.
Is it a sketch?
I think
it's just a sketch.
Cool. Dude, I don't know what to think of this.
I don't either.
Congrats on an ad. Like, what is this supposed to do?
I don't know.
I don't know what the point is. Did they buy
this, the, any
marketing
Miller,
material and shred it down like, into compost? Is that what happened?
And then they use that to... I guess on eBay, where is all that? Like,
I don't understand what they did.
Okay. Like if you have a plastic calendar or like a pop-up, that's not good soil. I don't know. I shouldn't speak on that. I don't know.
So did they literally buy
misogynistic
marketing materials and turn it into soil for their brewing process? Is that what they're saying they actually did?
I talked to one female about this.
Okay.
And they said, if I was ever one of those girls, I would be thrilled.
One of what girls?
If I was ever in a Miller Lite ad.
Yeah.
Like in my 20s. Is that true or no?
I mean, yeah, it'd be cool, but this has me so confused.
I know.
I like that, you know, go girls for being a part of like getting beer to be a thing.
Yes, yep. We support that.
I think it's a backhand because it's like, well, you dumb girls that pose for this, like, let's shred that because it's not cool anymore. Or you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, it's going back. It's revisionist history for like at the time.
Like that was cool. It was cool to be the beer girl in her swimsuit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, and now you're like...
They were models. They knew. They were happy about being on there.
They were
now
proud.
It's like, no, we don't care if you liked what you look like or what you did back then. Well,
you're out.
You're out.
We're in.
Like, why can't we all be in?
The only thing that I can conclude for sure from this is that this is now the most explicit episode we've had, even more than Matt Wright.
Oh, yeah, we might have to cut that.
It's all bleeped, but like... What is the point of that?
Yeah, everybody was like, comments, everybody was like, the cussing was unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Way unnecessary.
Like, for what?
What? Just say good stuff. Like, was that part of the message? Does that help communicate anything?
Well, and it's like, it's when you shred these marketing materials, it doesn't make.
Yeah.
It's paper. Yeah, shredded paper. I'm not understanding what the connection is here.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe we'll just have to. I'm trying to think.
You spelled it out. Like, I can read.
Maybe we just have to cut it. Maybe we just have to cut the commercial.
I don't. What do you mean, cut the commercial?
From playing it? I mean,
No. Yeah, it's all bleeped. Yeah. We're fine there. I just can't believe
that it just goes
this
against,
is what they tried to do.
Yeah. And also, go. If you go back to the end of the video, throughout the whole video, they've had all the marketing, the old marketing stuff in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's bleeped out? Look, what's bleeped out?
The girl's faces.
The faces.
Not it shouldn't the cleavage.
The bodies should be bleeped out.
Yes, pixelated. Yeah.
The face is the least provocative part.
Right. Yeah, keep the face.
Right, yeah.
Or put a cover it. What are you saying?
How disrespectful to those women, these hardworking models.
And their faces are gone.
And we're just stripping them of their identities.
Money. I mean, the bodies did too, but their faces were beautiful.
Of course. Yes.
Why are their faces gone?
To me makes no sense.
I'm confused by it. But it's like that, whatever that, like, this, like, I don't even know what the word, I don't even want to call it progressive or whatever you call it. It just cannibalizes itself. Like, you're like, wait, what? Like, what?
How is this a rebuttal to the Bud Light campaign?
No, I think they're saying they're on the same page with it.
It's their own way of saying, like,
their own way of being, like, progressive. Is it?
Dude,
in their
what?
Mind, I think that's what they think.
So they're saying we're progressive, but we're doing it the right way.
I think this had to have been in the works before that. Surely. They didn't make this in 3 weeks.
It doesn't sound like they gave a lot of thought to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just whipped this up.
So somebody on Twitter goes, oh, the beer with objectifying women they go, all right. Right. But I don't understand the making it into plants.
The cursing makes no sense. It only confuses me more.
Zero sense.
It's way overdone.
Yeah.
And I'm not understanding why shredding marketing materials leads to beer. I don't see how that fits.
And giving it to.
Am I missing something?
It's just an elongated process when like it could have. You just needed to see step one and step two of how they correlated versus like each little part, because there's too much distance between the shredding of the paper and the actual making of beer.
Take it away, ladies. We're like, what? No, I'm confused.
Take what away? To where? Yeah. What are we doing?
Okay, so.
Where are we going?
It just cannibalizes itself. It's like a snake eating its tail, because somebody goes, hey, we should do this. And somebody goes, yeah. And then somebody goes, well, we should also do something good with it. And they go, yeah, turn it into. And they're like, well, let's give it to other women. And then women of color, and then let's remove the faces. Like, people just keep raising their hands in staff meeting, and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's like, what?
And like, I don't have to agree with your cause to like think something is well executed.
Yeah.
This is so poorly executed. I just watched 90 seconds of it and I have no idea
if
what
you
it is.
Were,
I've Googled for 7 minutes now. I have no idea what it is. Like, this couldn't be worse.
And take it, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I take, we talked about the Chick-fil-A guy with the cauliflower sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, I respect the guy that took the swing.
Sure.
For that. Yeah. And we take swings on this pod all the time that are like, somebody sent to me the other day about reminding me of the bad swing I had with that Bathsheba story. You remember that?
I mean, you can call it a bad swing if you want. I think it's, I still stand by it, but sure.
Well, somebody sent me yesterday. Maybe that's what they're doing. Somebody sent me yesterday a rebuttal of that take that I had 8 months ago.
Okay.
And that's sticking around. So we're talking about it. So maybe that's what they wanted.
I guess, man.
Cool
ad, guys.
Yeah, my cool ad. Confusing.
Yeah, dude.
The only female I talked to about it is they said, they go, if my mom was one of those, that would be the proudest thing she ever did in her whole life.
If she was in one of those ads.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom would have that thing framed on the house multiple places. Be like, yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, nobody's like doing this against anyone's will. And they're like, hey, the model, we wanted to hire a model for whatever campaign. And we interviewed 1,000 people or what. And I got the job.
I think they should have taken the stance of women have undeniably carried this industry from the manufacturing
and
to the marketing.
Yes.
And
women have carried it.
That's what we should really be focusing on.
Everybody's drinking because of that.
As a woman. Women make it, women market it.
Because of women.
Yeah, yeah, really?
Yeah.
And also every female that their face was blurred out, you should have asked every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We go, hey, do you want your face blurred out of that?
You're objectifying them for their bodies at this point. So, I mean.
Only.
Hey.
They were like, nah, keep me in it.
Who's the real bad guy here?
Can you zoom in on me, actually? Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Can you move me, actually? I think I'm behind. Can you just switch it around?
I'll send you my cutout. Like, you can. Yeah.
Send it into recycle. No, dude. We'll do some more research on this.
Let's hit a couple emails and get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah.
All right. So
here's
why
don't we talk about this earlier? I knew there was something else we had to talk
about.
Yeah,
the tipping. Yeah. Let's circle back to it.
All right.
So this is this one's from a guy named Adam.
Okay.
Adam says, fellas, Crumble Cookie now has that tip option on self-checkout kiosk. We didn't hit this last week? Did we hit this last week?
No, because we were going to. No, we didn't, because we just did the open for the Michael W. Smith.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Crumble Cookie now has a tip option on a self-checkout kiosk. My wife and I love the pod. We will be at the Baton Rouge show.
In oh, see you in Baton Rouge, baby.
So sent an article from the Wall Street Journal.
We talk a lot about tipping on this pod.
And
wait.
Yeah. We got Jemima's take as a bartender.
Right.
You guys make custom hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you ask for a tip?
It is an option on our screen.
But you've done a service for them.
Yes. And when we first opened, that was not an option because we didn't think of anything like that. We're like, oh, like we'll do like hourly pay. Like we first week, a customer's like, hey, can we tip you guys? And we're like, I guess, yeah, sure. We opened that up and people have been like super generous and nice about it.
Yeah.
But I always say when I flip that around, it's like, hey, you have the option to leave this. It is.
What are the options? 10, 20, 30?
15, 20, 25. Or custom.
So it's not 10, 15, 20.
No.
Hmm.
And people are always asking like, what's customary? And I'm like, whatever you want.
Oh yeah.
They put such a weird situation. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I get like hives.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Well, all right. So if I went into, all right, that'd be similar maybe, Alex, to like a, if somebody was like helping you like get a pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
but they're also putting a, like you guys do custom things to the hats, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would ask, do I tip for this?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you would ask the person helping you?
I mean, that's not, somebody goes, hey, I wouldn't.
No, that's uncomfortable for me.
And well, somebody's providing you a service of like a specific service to you.
Right.
But you saying, do I tip for this? I'm like, if you feel called to, sure.
Yeah, by the Lord.
Right.
Yeah, if the Lord is telling you you should do this, all those
heartstrings. Very nice.
I tipped for the helicopter ride.
Okay.
Because there was a little tip thing in there.
Yep.
Yeah, that was like if you do have a golf caddy, it's always you Google how much do I tip for? I don't know how much to tip a guy that flew me in a helicopter.
This Wall Street Journal article is calling it emotional blackmail.
All right. Well, okay. First of all, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying
I got a problem with that term because just say it's annoying.
Yeah.
Just say it's annoying and we're not going to do it.
Yeah. But for like, this is talking about with like self-checkout stuff where no one's helping you, but it still prompts you for a tip.
Ow, dude. All right. At where? Prompts to leave 20% at self-checkout machines at airports, stadiums, cookie shops, and cafes across the country. All right. So there's no person there.
There's no interaction with a person. It's all automated.
Somebody asked me this. And somebody, or maybe somebody emailed, this is a great, did you say
I
this?
I think I said this to you.
Where does it go?
Yeah. Who gets the tip?
When did we say that?
Somebody commented it. We talked about it last
week.
Where
does it go? All right. Do you want to answer that or no? Does it go directly to the person or does a couple people help?
So like with us, it's a pool. So it's anyone that's clocked in, like everyone will get that. It doesn't go to like the business itself. It's literally like directly
to
to our people.
Like, yeah. And that's like a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not, so they don't even report it as income. It just goes straight to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
But if I come and you help me for an hour, I'd probably be the most annoying customer ever.
I know you would. would love to have you in the store. Please come by.
And then I tipped $100 that goes to everybody.
Yes.
And he said, you should ask, where does this, if I gave you $100, do you put it in your pocket?
Yes.
And do you say it? You don't get into that. But yeah, if you go tip a bartender $100, you're like, I'm assuming it's going you or you and that girl.
Yep.
At the end of the night.
Right.
Right. I'm assuming the guy that, there's four helicopter pilots that rotate through, right? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you want to do the best and make it the best. Oh, I saw a dolphin over there. Let me circle back. And I want to give him the best because I'm assuming this tip is going to this guy.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Right.
When it's that specific, yeah.
It's like socialism.
There's no one else working. But if you had six helicopters up and they wanted to pool, but I think it's also an option too.
Like yeah.
If I'm the only person doing something like that, it's like, no, that's going to me.
That's the thing. That's like a little weird, like socialist energy. Cause you're like, well, I'm working. Like, do you like in a shoe store? I know, or you come in, let's say not a shoe store. Let's say like, enterprise rental car. It's like, I got this customer. You got the next customer. Do you guys rotate through like that?
Yes. And the, like, there is an option. Like we could all get our own tips and we've thought about that, but because our, it's like unique of like, do I tip you? Do I not?
Yeah,
some people get with people that don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's a team concept of that. But I know other places it's like, no, like I'm going to get mine. Like that's my tip. I work my butt off for that.
Yeah. You know? And if somebody's like a good, it's like a better, like a, somebody's like a better employee, like does better, better social skills, better, they can upsell people, they get better at selling better, get three hats, get, you're like, well, that person should be rewarded for working better.
Agreed.
Emotional blackmail is a ridiculous term.
That's pretty extreme.
Just, really everybody's deep. Just, yeah, you're making it, it's just.
Like, you can click no.
Yeah, it's annoying. Emotional blackmail, like, do you have no agency over your own life?
Mm-hmm. Like, no, like it, this tip comes up, I have to tip. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Just you, like, could, you just go, no. It's under custom tip. I've seen it on a million screens.
No.
Yeah. N-O, no.
But emotional blackmail is just, like, it's a made up term to make someone feel like a victim.
Yeah,
when you're not, you chose to go into this place of business.
Yeah,
you're not being emotionally blackmailed.
You chose to be the victim on that one.
Yeah, you made that up. That term is a made up term to be a victim. Yeah,
want to hit a tire pump?
Yeah, let's do one.
I'm scared.
A tire pump? No, a tire pump is things you do in life that make you feel good that you shouldn't feel good about,
like you say that you're doing it for a very wholesome reason.
But there's always some
self-serving with a charity or something.
Like if I say I'm just here to like, I only do comedy shows to like, I'm just here to like serve people that like have depression and like, I'm here to help them. Or like, yeah, but also.
You make money off of that and you.
Yeah. Or like, what are the ones we talked about?
Ego boost out of it.
Yeah. We get a little bit of an ego boost. Yep. It started from one time I went to a church and like people recognized me a lot in church. And I told Lydia that I wanted to like take a lap around the church to like, see the building, and she was like, no, you don't, you just want people to be like, what's up? And I was like, fair. That's like it's like going to get your tire. He said, Alex said it at the, we went to Whiskey Row one time to get a little tire pump, you know, in the afternoon, feel better about
it. Just want to get out there, be seen a little bit, get recognized, enjoy yourself.
Whoa, Sean Chris, wow.
Yep, okay. There you go.
See? I don't need this. See? All right, yeah.
Oh, all right, remember, okay, these are anonymous.
Yeah, these are anonymous. All right, here we go.
All right, what's popping, fellas? Here's my tire pump.
Yo,
I'm 25 years old and I coach middle school basketball on the side of my day job. Okay. I love getting to spend time with my players and coach them in the sport I love.
Okay.
Coaching is a great opportunity to help them learn great life values like discipline and teaching them how to honor the Lord through their sport.
You always say it in that tone, but all right. Yeah, got it.
This is my email voice.
Yeah.
I love seeing my guys win and improve as people and players.
Okay. So we usually stop it right there. Mm-hmm. We go, all right, we buy all that.
Yep.
And all good. What's coming is
what makes him feel like what right.
Some other kind of
it's always a transitionary phrase of some sort.
But
here it goes. Okay. With that being said.
Oh yeah, good one. Good one. Good one.
There is nothing that pumps my tires more than their mothers coming up to me. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And telling me what a great young man I am and how much I mean to their sons.
I've
learned to tell them exactly what they want to hear to make them love me. I wish I could charm females my own age like I can married mothers of three. There's nothing that pumps my tires more than affirmation from young private school moms.
Why did I have to throw private school in there? Yeah. Huh.
Nice, dude.
So he goes, I love teaching. I love basketball. I love making them better also.
Yeah.
Love their moms.
When you have a little bit of a good game, you kind of hang around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that feeling good. I can see that feeling good.
That's a good one.
But you know, like when, I guess, is he saying it's like he doesn't get the same tire pump from the dads, I guess.
Probably not.
Yeah. So what we're saying is it's not necessarily, it's just human. It's just being a human being on earth.
Yep.
Not the worst. Might need to keep an eye on it.
Definitely keep an eye on it.
Yeah. And if we always talk, if somebody calls you out, just be honest. And you go, yeah.
Yeah, I get that out of it too.
Yeah. And then everybody goes, oh, same.
Yeah.
The Saturday morning private school golf or private school basketball is you got to have your team win. Yeah.
I used to coach way back when. Yep. After I stopped playing.
Yeah.
And I definitely felt the same way, for sure.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's just
It's a nice little pump, though.
Yeah, feels pretty good.
A good little pump.
I get that
feels
way at pretty work. Good.
You do.
Like when I try really hard to like impress customers, like make them laugh and be really engaging, and then they leave and like, Stormy, you're awesome. Like, thanks so much.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
And then everyone can hear them say that too. I'm like,
wait, I told you about what I was going to do the other day. When I drove by, the doors were open and I was going to yell, Stormy, like across, it's on 8th, right? Across, it's on 12th, across the road into the open, packed. That would have been
type pump
of a lifetime.
Oh, from the street?
Yeah.
We do get that from a party bus that comes through the Gulch. They honk at us when our doors are open
because
the one that we always use. And they're like, we're like, Stormy. All of us are like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
But then it's also kind of embarrassing because they're like, you literally live here. Why are you friends with the party bus company?
Party bus. That's a tough move. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. It's like so cool. You should totally
do it. No, it's different. This weekend, we're going to Fort Collins, baby. What's that on a Friday, Saturday in Grand Junction? That's the capital. I think it's the capital of Colorado. That might not be. It's
Grand
Denver.
Junction?
It's Denver. No, it's Denver. Yeah. Boise, the capital of Idaho?
Yes.
We're hitting the capitals. Louisville, the capital of Kentucky?
No.
Washington's capital of D.C. and the capital of the whole country. Salt Lake, capital of Utah?
Yes. No.
What's the capital of California? Sacramento. Isn't it?
Dang, this is bad.
I need to go back to school.
What's the capital of Nevada? That has to be Las Vegas.
Reno.
Shoot, really?
Yeah, I know that one.
Oh, yeah. No, the capital of Las Vegas is all the way down there in the bottom. Yeah, it can't be that. No. Fort Collins, come out and see us this weekend. I think Grand Junction still has tickets. Boise, the first show is sold out, but we have tickets on the matinee show, baby. Come out and see us. Net positive. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.